Now the News. I'm Shane Bigham. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee has met with former Kuomintang Party Chairman Ma Ying-jeou in Beijing. Xi Jinping said people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait belong to the Chinese nation. He said the nation's history records the inseparable ties between the compatriots across the strait, and external forces could not stop the process of national reunification. He also stressed the importance of cross-strait youth exchanges, saying that the Chinese nation will only prosper when young people thrive. He called on the two sides to approach cross-strait relations by addressing the interests of the Chinese nation as a whole and its long-term development. Ma Ying-jeou said that adhering to the 1992 consensus and opposing Taiwan independence are the common political foundation for the peaceful development of cross-strait ties. He also affirmed that people on both sides of the strait belong to the Chinese nation and should deepen exchanges and promote Chinese culture. Ma is leading a group of students on an 11-day visit to the Chinese mainland. On Sunday, they traveled from Xi'an in Shanxi province to Beijing. Taiwan Affairs Office spokesperson Zhu Fenglian said the Chinese mainland will continue to provide favorable conditions for exchanges between youths from both sides of the Taiwan Strait.
At present, the main obstacle to cross-strait youth exchanges lies in the obstruction and restriction by the Democratic Progressive Party authorities. We will unite people from all walks of life on both sides of the strait to work together, overcome obstacles, and actively carry out various activities to promote youth exchanges between the two sides, so that more young people on both sides can get to know each other and work together, and constantly inject youthful vitality into the peaceful development of cross-strait relations.
China will remove foreign ownership restrictions on some value-added telecom services in four pilot areas. A government circular says the services will include internet data centers, content delivery networks, and internet service providers. The pilot areas are located in Beijing, Shanghai, Hainan, and Shenzhen. Chinese authorities have published specific goals and measures for industrial equipment upgrades. The move is aimed at expanding investment and developing new quality productive forces. The country will boost industrial equipment investment by over 25% from 2023 to 27. High-tech enterprises in aviation, photovoltaic technology, and batteries will be encouraged to update to more advanced equipment. Data shows that the Ningbo Zhoushan port in Zhejiang province saw over 9.1 million containers in the first quarter of the year, up 11% on a yearly basis. The port handled over 350 million tons of cargo in the first 3 months. Ningbo Zhoushan is the busiest port in China. It has over 300 container routes connecting more than 600 ports in over 200 countries and regions. A Kremlin spokesman says the flood situation in Russia is tense as the water levels continue to rise. Dmitry Peskov said floods have reached new regions. Local media reported Wednesday that floodings hit more than 13,000 residential buildings in Russia. Authorities have evacuated over 7,700 people in the worst-hit Orenburg region. Due to a continuous rise in daily average temperatures, snowmelt, and thawing river ice, floods have been ravaging Russia's western Siberia, the Volga region, and the Central Federal District. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a Boeing whistleblower's claims that the company dismissed safety and quality concerns in the production of large passenger jets. The plane maker has been grappling with a full-blown safety crisis that's undermined its reputation following a January 5th mid-air panel blowout on a 737 MAX plane. Boeing engineer Sam Salepour's allegations stem from work on the company's wide-body 787 and 777 jets. China's Shuilong Polar Icebreaker, also called Snow Dragon, has returned to Qingdao Port in Shandong Province, marking the end of its 40th Antarctic expedition. The expedition team set off from Shanghai on November the 1st. They completed the construction of China's fifth scientific outpost in Antarctica. Crew member Wang Zhechao said they put in extra efforts to reduce emissions.
The Qingling station will help us understand the Antarctic climate and natural environment better. During construction, we made every effort to reduce carbon emissions and protect the environment so as to make it a truly green expedition.
The Chinese team also conducted studies and surveys in the Amundsen Sea and adjacent waters. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.